Hey friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting. Each week, I speak with authors, experts, and thought leaders on everything from American history and democracy to how to be a better person on the internet. And don't miss my extremely popular docuseries, which educate you on things you never learned in history class. Follow and listen to Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
The weekend of September 7th, you got that Friday game too with the Chargers taking on the Chiefs. So we're here, everybody, ready to rock and roll. All right, Nolan, get in on this exercise. The Athletic, Austin Mock, maybe appropriately named. You know, you mock draft, mock this, record projections for the AFC. And agree or disagree. Buffalo Bills, last year lost in the AFC Championship game to the Kansas City Chiefs. They won 13 games last year, 13-4. 11.2. So we're going to round it out to 11. How's that sound? Okay. Agree or disagree, over under should be 11, and then bet the over or under. They go over or under. Agree or disagree?
I'm going to say I would go the over, Bob, just because their division is not very good. You know, I mean, you look at Bob, they after the Ravens, they go to the Jets, play the Dolphins, play the Saints, and then the Patriots, then the Falcons, then the Panthers. I mean, come on, you know.
Nolan, what do you think?
Yeah, I'm going way over, and I'm curious to hear what some of these other totals are set at. Like, how high does it really go? Because if I'm trying to pick a team where I would be setting the highest over-under, it might be Buffalo, just for the reasons Vinny just listed. Advantageous schedule out the gate. Pretty weak division. I mean, sure, you know, people are pretty high on like a Philadelphia roster, but stiffer competition there, I would think, or maybe a tougher schedule as defending champs.
I'm with you. By the way, we'll get to the NFC later because I can only look at one page at a time. You know, I'm just kind of losing brain power here, but I'm way over.
Yeah.
I'd say 14-3 sort of stuff, possibly number one seed in the AFC. Ravens 11.
I'm going over. I mean, I picked them 13-4 way back when, you know, so I see. I'd be disappointed if they didn't get 13 or more.
I'm kind of 11 on the dot. Like, I'm one of those guys every year the schedule comes out for the Ravens. It doesn't matter the year. It doesn't matter how good or bad they're supposed to be. I always come out somewhere in that 10-11 win range. I can't shake it. I can't. But I am going to say over here because it's hard for me to argue under. With how stacked this roster is, but I do feel like it could end up 11 on the dot.
They were 12-5 last year, but at one point were 8-5. They won their last four games to get to that 12 wins. Just don't lose to Cleveland. I'm going over.
Well, we just got done talking about how easy Buffalo has it to start. I mean, would anybody be shocked if the Ravens got off to a not so fast start? Not because of.
I'd be totally shocked.
Well, not necessarily because of them screwing up, but the competition is pretty. It's very good.
What, five of their first six games, playoff teams last year? That's what I'm saying. Don't lose to Cleveland.
Exactly. you got to hit your layups, as they say. Yeah. But, you know, what if they suffer a similar fate as the Bengals last year? Not necessarily that their defense craps the bed, but you lose to the Chiefs in a shootout. You lose to the Bills in a game that comes down to overtime at the wire. I mean, it doesn't mean that the Ravens are playing bad. These are just good teams.
I just think that the Ravens come out of the gate fast, and the defense is 1,000 times better than it was at the beginning of the season last year. I just don't see – there's no excuse for them not to come out fast, especially the teams that didn't play their people in the preseason. The Ravens should come out faster than anybody because it's the same team, same coaches, same everything. And, you know, what we keep hearing about, and I saw when you practice against the Ravens offense, against the Ravens defense every day, that's good competition. That's great competition every day.
So if they're 11-6, that's 17, right?
Yeah.
11-6, they're certainly not going to be the number one seed.
No.
The only way, Bob, I see if they go 11-6, that means Lamar missed a couple games. You know, I mean, I don't. Or all of a sudden they're turning the ball over left and right.
They're playing closer games than they should be playing. The Chefs, 15-2 last year. That's not happening.
No way.
Austin Mock has a 10 Clipper win total for KC.
Yeah, 10. I kind of feel like 10 is about right, you know, for them. Because the division's tougher, you know, especially coaching-wise, it's going to be tougher. It's not going to be as easy. And what, they win 9 games by one score or less?
Oh, they were skin of the teeth last year.
So I think, Bob, I'm going to go less.
Ooh.
Yeah, I think that it'll catch up to them a little bit this year.
I'm going over. I mean, there's a reason they won a lot of those close games.
Yep.
You know, we can call conspiracy, or we can, you know, prop up Pat Mahomes and how clutch he is. I think it's a combination of the both. You know, they got some fortunate bounces. They got things that went their way, or things that the opponent did that just flat out didn't make sense. I mean, missed field goals by their opponents that could have been a winner. Stuff like
foots
that.
Foots out of bounds.
Yeah. So the horseshoe will still be there, the lucky horseshoe.
Yeah, I'm going over. I think Patrick Mahomes has another MVP season or two in him before his story is written. Travis Kelce, he's going to try to ride out into the sunset with a monster year. He's in great shape. So I'll take the over. For point of reference, Nate Davis, who we had on a couple of days ago, he's got Buffalo 13-4 over. Ravens 14-3, way over. And KC 11-6, though. So he's not buying them being this powerhouse team. Cincinnati, the Bengals, who won 9 games last year, 10.
Hey, friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. Follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm going to, do I have to go over or under? Can I stay at, can I say 10?
Whatever you want to do.
I'll say 10 kind of fits. I just think that they're going to outscore people, and the defense doesn't get better. Well, the key for them is, can the defense get better as the season goes along? I think the defense is going to start out crappy, you know, and can they improve? If they improve, they can get over 10, but I'm going 10-7.
I think that's the most fair of the lines we've heard so far, the most accurate in my opinion. I am going to say over, but it's not going to be way over. I mean, if they're going over, it's by no more than a game. I don't see them winning more than 11 games this year.
Yeah, I agree with both of you. I think 10-7, that should probably be tattooed on Zach Taylor's forehead. Nate's got him going 9-8, by the way, Nate Davis. And last one before we get to the break. The Denver Broncos, they appear to be the trendy team possibly to make a run at KC. 9.2, so we'll call that a strong niner here.
Yeah, and I'm going to go over saying they're going to get 10.
Yeah, I don't know.
Really good defense. I think Nick's second year, I think he'll be better.
Is Dobbins going to be the dude running that football?
Yeah, I guess.
I'm looking at a tough finish here. Like this last stretch run through mid-November into December, Chiefs, Commanders. All right, Raiders is a pushover, but then Packers.
I don't know about pushover. I think the Raiders will get better as the season goes along.
Supports my point. Jaguars a pushover. We can say that. And then you close the year, Chiefs, Chargers. I mean, a lot of division there. Packers, Commanders, tough from the NFC. I don't know. Give me under. I got to pick an under.
I'm going over. Championship coach. Sean Payton, they got that taste of the postseason. Bo Nix exceeded expectations last year, let's be honest.
Great defense.
I think Denver's a team on the rise, not a one-year flash in the pan. Nate's got them going at 12-5 and winning the West. A little orange crush going on there with Nate Davis. We'll come back, get your thoughts. 410-583-1057 is the number. Ravens, 11. That's the win total by The Athletic. I think it's low. If they're 11-6, are we calling that a bad season? And then we're looking for reasons why they, air quotes, only won 11 games.
Hey, friends, I'm Sharon McMahon, host of Here's Where It Gets Interesting, where you'll learn about American history, current events, and so much more. follow and listen to me on Here's Where It Gets Interesting on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.